Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming to Colossal Clusterfest. As a reminder, please, no phones, cameras, or any other recording devices are allowed. Now, are you ready for a really great show? Please welcome to the stage the goddess of song and dance, Lizzo!
Colossal Clusterfest! How y'all feeling? You're looking for some answers, a quality of your solution. Go turn around and run as quick as you can in the other direction. Cause the lunatic is here to answer all your pertinent questions with a flash of blonde hair and a heart with good intentions. Sing it! She's unqualified. Oh my God, she's unqualified. Oh my God, unqualified. And our favorite's unqualified. She's unqualified. She's unqualified. Oh, oh my God. Unqualified. Y'all ready to have a good show? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Anna and Sim.
Lizzo, thank you so much.
Wow. Look at this crowd. This is amazing. I was not expecting this.
I can't believe it either. I am so bad at this.
Well, you know, they know like Seinfeld and Bill Burr going on next door,
fuck
and
you.
They're here.
You told me that earlier, yeah. And I know. Anyway, thank you guys so much for being here. This means the world to me. And my brother is here. Sorry to embarrass you.
There's Amy right there.
He's a professor.
My girlfriend.
And Amy, she's a lawyer. My best friend, Alex. She's wearing a Mondo Cosmo t-shirt. Yeah. I love it. All right, Sim, aren't we supposed to do something?
Let's invite our guest up.
But also, truly, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you.
This really, like...
This festival is so much fun.
This is our
third, yeah.
It feels like my very first live show, which means like a weird way you guys are breaking my, you know what I'm about to say. But anyway, I'm very grateful that you guys are here, so thank you. Thank you. All right,
let's bring him out. Yes. Wait, is he here? Well, introduce, what?
I was about to scream.
Oh, scream it, go for it, do it.
Hannibal!
Nobody cued him. Sorry. All right, we're gonna kill some time.
Oh, this is your fault. Fuck you, Sim.
Totally.
Hey, Sim, yes. Why don't you tell us about the first time you lost your virginity?
No.
Like, come on, give us
that.
A little whirl.
You know what? I'm sure they'll be more interested in hearing about your first time.
All right, well, it really was, I was a junior.
Keep going.
It was lunchtime.
Okay.
And I got to sort of run away. I'm sorry, my brother loves to hear this story. But I got to...
Oh, look who's here.
Hannibal!
Sorry. What's happening? Right here?
Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing? Oh, that's nice.
What's Thank you so much for
so
being
much.
Here.
Sorry I was, 30 seconds late?
We were struggling up here. Thank you for saving us.
I didn't know the structure, so I thought y'all had a segment where y'all were like, this is where we answer questions, and da-da-da-da-da, here's the song, and it's about 10 minutes,
Dude.
And then you're like, here's the guest. And so
no,
I was over there doing nothing. You ever miss something and then you weren't doing anything? It's been times where I've missed appointments and they're like, where were you? I was like, Just like watching a show at home. I totally forgot.
Like, does that make you like the world's worst boyfriend?
No, not at all. And you really went deep there.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like, when your boyfriend is like, well, I wasn't, I don't know, babe, I forgot about this and this and this because I was doing this.
That makes me the world's worst, but sure, it makes me sometimes a bad person, but I do other great things to try to balance it out.
Listen, you're already my most favorite person for being here. Thank you so much.
I'm just fascinated by the podcast business that people are like, yeah, we'll come. They're going to talk. All right. All right. All 2,000 of us will be there.
All right. So I have a gazillion questions to ask you, but sure. I do want to ask you, what does stand-up give you?
Stand-up gives me, for one now, incredible amounts of money. If I have a weird purchase I want to make, I'm like, I guess we're going to West Palm Beach to get that. but beyond that, it's just a forum for I can share ideas, and it gives an immediacy, and I get to communicate and really have fun, and it's given me a way to travel the world and change my life and help my family and
do you ever feel like comedy? Sorry, I did not mean to cut you off like that. But do you ever feel like the comedy world sort of usurps like the dramatic world a bit?
Usurps? What do you mean by that?
Like sort of overtake? Like, do you ever feel like you could? Would you ever want to be viewed as a dramatic actor? Or because I get that a bit.
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't even like acting at all. I just do movies so people come see my comedy show. Like, genuinely, whatever I get a movie offer, I'm like, all right. I guess we're doing this shit so people come see me in West Palm Beach. Yeah. No, I don't have that desire. Acting is fun and it's dope, and seeing the finished product is really cool, but it doesn't move me like that. I just do it because it's part of the machine to keep my shit going. Genuinely.
One of the first things that I really loved about your stand-up was the parade.
New Orleans, yeah.
Oh, can you tell us about the parade, please?
Yeah, New Orleans.
It's so good.
Well, I was, my cousin Percy was getting married, and he wanted to have his bachelor party in New Orleans. And this is my first time in New Orleans. I think it was 2012. And so I was at a dinner with some folks, and I said, I'm going to New Orleans. I'm in charge of throwing this. They said, you got to get a second line. And I said, what is that? They said, you can hire a band to follow you around, and you just drink, and you have a band follow you around. I said,
for how much? How much money?
Well, the permit is $300, and the band costs whatever you're able to negotiate. So I say $300 in the whole story when I did it in my special, but then it's not that. So people are like, so people hit me up like, yo, this shit costs way more than you said. Yeah, because I'm like, yeah, $300 plus $1,200 band fee don't roll off the tongue like that. I gotta fucking do this shit for rhythm, man. But yeah, it was really fun. So I hired the band, and I knew it was gonna be fun. But the first time I did it, nobody knew we were doing it. We go to this intersection off Canal Street in New Orleans, and the band is there, and nobody else knew except for me that we were doing this. And then we got our drink, and it just starts. They start playing, and to walk.
Oh, that must have been so fun.
Yeah, you feel like a goddamn superhero.
Yeah.
if you have music playing behind your fucking live brass
like
band,
right?
It feels really good. Yeah, yeah, and people join in, and you know, other people, and New Orleans has this very specific, people have this way, from there have this very specific way of dancing and moving, and people join in. So the vibe was really, really great. And so I've done that several times there, because it's just a fun thing to do. But part of me worries about it, because now I wonder if I would commercialize it. Also,
my brother can testify, he's here, but I did require, like, I don't know how old I was, but all I wanted for my birthday was a parade.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I had a little family parade around the
night.
Last year.
No,
I just love the idea of that. All right, so we're gonna get into some hard questions here. If you
we have
don't
a segment
mind.
Called Deal Breakers that we're gonna start right now.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So, dear listeners,
this is
dear
very
viewers,
early for this shit. It's very early. This feels weird that this many people are here.
I know.
It doesn't feel like this many people, but it's a lot of people. No?
Don't worry about them. They're very kind.
Not worried. They seem like good listeners.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so listen, you're single.
Yeah.
Is this a deal breaker?
Are you single
or
right
not?
Now? Are you single for real?
I'm single. I got.
Lady out there. Oh, I see her. I see her. She's hot.
No, I mean I'm single, but I do I do have it's a fucking messy life.
No. You cannot give us that.
What?
And then just trail off.
I didn't trail off. I kind of summed
you
it up
totally
really
trailed
quick.
Off.
I summed it up really quickly. Now you just want details.
Yeah, I do.
I'm trying to deflect and move on.
Who here wants detail?
Yeah, of course you do. I know that. That's why I moved on.
Oh, come on. Are you still in love? You don't have to answer that part. Do you want to be, do you want to be married? Do you want...
No, because that's just financially...
It's a thorn bush.
Yeah, I want to have kids. I don't want to get married. But I would like somebody that I spend a lot of time with, but I don't want my finances to be a part of that.
Fair enough. State of California. Sim and I can
attest to that.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Wait, we have to validate this part. Come on.
Like, imagine losing half of your shit.
Yeah. I have. We both have been divorced.
Yeah.
And we both have lost our shit.
Yeah, you seem like...
like damaged?
Yeah, you seem partially broken from it. Just like, hey, let's just love each other. We got this house. And, you know, we got to decide outside of the courts. If we break up, you know, I'll put you on a stipend, but you ain't getting half of this shit. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here.
All right, dude. Here we go.
You wasn't with me in West Palm Beach.
I will be.
I'm really into callbacks, everybody.
All right.
That's going to be the thread of the show. Hey.
Here we go. Hannibal, are you ready?
Sure.
So.
All right.
Is it a deal breaker or not?
Deal breaker. She lives on a boat in Marina Del Rey called the Hooker Express.
How long has she been there? I have follow-up questions.
I'm not just a straight-up deal breaker. I'll tell you.
Has she been living there? Did she name it that? What
no.
is she going
Her
through
dad
at the time?
Dad was the creator of TJ Hooker.
Okay.
And this is the only thing that he left her.
And this is her primary residence, or she has something else?
Primary residence.
Primary residence? She lives on a boat?
She lives on a boat called
the Hooker
Express.
What's her job? What does she do, though?
Well, she... I think that she loves to write in her diary a lot.
She writes in her diary? Like, how is she as a person? Is she good at parties?
On like, the Hooker like Express?
That's the first question you have. Is she good at parties?
Well, no. Yeah, you try to be dismissive of that, but... here's one thing, especially the events I go to, when I bring somebody and people want to talk to me, I need a beautiful, engaging woman to talk to them and distract while I drink and deal with my anxiety.
So why? She's good at parties and able to be like doing all that shit.
So then you love her? Are you going to marry her?
A fucking social force field, and I'll give her whatever she wants.
All right, fair enough. Okay, you're on a date with an actress named Ashley B.
Okay.
And she says to you, the most rewarding role that she's ever had was playing a dental hygienist on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Would you date that woman?
Wait. What's the implication here? Is The Bachelor fake, or she was one of the people on The Bachelor?
Yeah, she was a contestant on The Bachelor, and she said her job was a dental hygienist.
Oh, okay. Well,
she's really an actress.
You know, I mean, I would ask her what her experience was on The Bachelor. Does she regret it?
I don't really regret it.
What phase in her life was it?
I've been enjoying this date so much.
Yeah, and then I'll ask. I didn't ask. I'd be like, what do you want from me? What do you want from this? What do you want from our interaction?
Well,
and how do you feel? Because I don't live in the same city as you, and
but
I'm just here for the night. So what do you want? Because this ain't gonna be nothing real. So if you want to go to the room, we can go to the room. But if not, then I enjoyed your time, and I hope you have fun.
Okay, but I feel like this is a little bit rude.
I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just trying to be honest about my life and where I am.
Fine, but why'd you want to go out in the first place?
Because you look cute, and your Bumble profile was nice.
And then what? Like, and then I just, like, disappointed you?
No, you didn't disappoint me. It's just, you know, I don't think there's anything long-term in the cards for us.
You keep looking at the top of my head.
Yeah. Yeah, because you have the same tattoo as 21 Savage. I mean, it's interesting. It's unique, but, you know, unexpected. So, I mean,
I'm sorry.
It's just very...
Listen, I just want to tell you, I'm an actor.
Yeah.
And I take my profession really seriously.
Sure.
And I hope that you do, too. So, like, I've always loved reality.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so they asked me when I was like doing this whole Bachelor audition or whatever, they were like, oh, well, what would like your profession be if you wanted to be any profession? And I was like, I want to be a dental hygienist.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that's what I became.
Yeah. So you became it was on your vision board?
How did you know I had that? Do you have one too?
I don't have a vision board, but I just kind of really, I think about stuff. I just don't have the follow through.
I knew you were super thoughtful.
Yeah, I don't have the follow through to put together a vision board on my own, so I just think about stuff and just hope for the best.
That's so cool. So what do you think about?
I just think about just life and just how I want to.
Do you think about like horses that have only one horn?
Horses that only have one horn. That's a...
Not quite sure what they're called.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, I mean, you know, horses with one horn, you know, oranges that are yellow. We can all call stuff different things, you know.
All right. Okay. Oh, this is a crazy one. We were debating if we should ask this one for you. All right, this horrible woman tries to explain reverse racism to you.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
How does she try to explain it? What does she try to say?
She says racism works both ways like a freeway.
She says it like that? With like no nuance or examples? I don't know.
It might be.
Oh, you know what?
Do you like her?
I guess the assumption is that she's white, right? What race is she?
This may have been a white person writing this question.
Because you didn't say. You just assumed it was okay, because that's a big part of it.
Okay, so to me it feels like a freeway. Like everyone is like trying to go like one way or the other. Like some people get in like the POV lane and some people don't.
Yeah.
But and some people are like, oh, well, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Here's what I want to say. I
don't want to hear that you're a racist right now.
Well,
is that what you're gonna say?
Then I won't say that. Yeah. I think you're deluded.
I know.
And that's okay.
This character's horrible. She's a horrible person.
Are you?
Would
are,
you still bang her? You would still kind of fuck her, maybe.
Wait, did you just break?
I maybe did. I got really uncomfortable. Damn.
The fuck? Jesus Christ. What happened to the art? Shit.
Well, do you want to try to seduce this girl?
No, not anymore. I'm gonna fuck it out of me.
She might be the worst. All right, Sim, what do we do?
This is a segment called How Would You Proceed?
How would you proceed?
How would you proceed?
Okay.
I can't do this with my brother right
there.
Which one?
Do it!
First one.
Bob, will you leave the room for a minute?
Yo, when I was back, I live in Chicago, and my parents live in Chicago. And so I'll have my stuff there, and I stay at my place sometimes, and then sometimes I'll come there when my place is. I rent out my place when I'm traveling and everything. And so they were packing up for me. I did laundry at my folks' place, and they were packing up for me.
Wait, did you do laundry, or did your mom do?
No, I put the stuff in there, and they put it in the dryer. And folded it up.
Because I know how men are.
No,
there's no man that's like bringing their laundry home and actually doing it themselves.
I do it. No, I would have put it in the dryer, but they like to do it. You know what I mean? They still like to be parents and shit. So they put it in my suitcase, which I didn't ask them to do, but it's nice. But in my suitcase, this bottle of pills called Semanax to enhance male ejaculation.
Wait, whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, what's in it? What's in it?
Either enhance, like, ejaculation?
Yeah,
or
like the volume.
Performance.
I don't even know if they work. I just, like, was like on the internet and I bought some shit.
Enhance ejaculation.
Yeah, but they, like, legit saw them. And it might have been the third time they saw them, and this is the first time that I've really clocked it. But we didn't talk about it.
All right.
But it was just like, oh, they saw the those.
So,
and then in the bonus package to the Semanax pills were these other pills that are supposed to make your cum taste good.
Well, ladies, we can all recognize here.
And so my parents packed my suitcase next to my fucking cum taste good pills.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
But I'm 34, so be it. And I also paid off the house.
Well, listen. Hannibal, I bet your cum tastes so good.
I want it to. In a genuine way, where if I come in a girl's mouth, I'm like, oh.
Sherbert.
Yeah. Well, not diabetes levels, but, you know, more like, maybe like absinthe.
Yeah.
I want her to hallucinate a little bit.
Yeah. That would be a very happy ending. Oh, I thought that was a slightly funnier than anyone else thought. Okay, listen. Yeah. All right, you're on a date with a girl.
Sure.
It's going great.
Mm-hmm.
She's Who you? Riding on top of you.
Wait. You skipped ahead.
I know. But don't you want to, right? Like, yeah, it's going great.
I love it when a girl gets on top because I have asthma. And I'm like, thank you so much because I was about to be a wheezy mess.
So she's riding on top of you.
Yeah.
And she says, twinkle, twinkle, little star.
And I'll be like, how I wonder what you are.
Up so high, like a diamond in the sky, 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 sky.
Yeah.
You love it. You love her.
I'm with her. I'm with her for taking the risk. That's a strong choice. And especially to commit to it. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
I wouldn't marry her, but she'd get that stipend, though. She'd get that post-breakup stipend.
Okay, next question. You're in the bathroom at a Grammy party, okay?
At a Grammy party, all right.
Yep, the bathroom is completely empty.
Yeah.
You start peeing, and in walks Kanye, who starts peeing in the urinal right next to you.
How many urinals are between us?
Right next to you.
None. How many urinals are there?
Four.
Four, and it was a choice for him to pee next to me.
Yep.
Okay.
Here, we're getting good. He props his phone up on the ledge.
Yeah.
And he starts filming himself peeing.
Yeah.
He turns to you. He makes eye contact.
And I'll be like, I'm going to let you finish, but...
No, dude.
It's not going to get any funnier than that.
You won.
I won what? I'm just...
Well, Kanye was about to say, hey, you want to race?
Yeah.
You would say, what would you say to Kanye?
Oh, I already got ahead of the joke, so I don't think I have anything
better. I know, you did. All right.
And I'll be like, this is weird, Kanye. I know dealing with fame is pretty weird, but this is unacceptable.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, huge fan. Thanks for representing Chicago well.
Do you think that you could beat his, like, his piss?
What? I'd be like, yo, I'm not about to race you, man, but fucking We Major was an amazing song. And I'm out. Congratulations on the Grammy.
Well.
Yeah.
All right, but I think Kanye has a way stronger piss stream than you.
Well, you know, everybody has different prostate situations.
Yeah. I'm sorry
about
really
that. Really relaxing all of a sudden. Sit back.
I know. We both are like,
should we get to the caller portion?
We're going to talk to a caller.
Y'all want to take a caller?
Well, let's invite Lizzo back up here to hang out with us first.
Lizzo!
What's up, y'all?
How's it going?
It's good.
It's loose as fuck up here.
Yo, there's so many people.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I didn't even know the words. I was reading off my phone.
It really
like,
is. It's amazing.
Thanks for
it's
clapping
amazing.
Your hands.
It's so many people, but also, I mean, what else would they be doing at 2:30 on
fuck
a Sunday?
You. Fuck you.
No, I'm not saying fuck. I'm just saying this is.
They want to be here.
They want to be,
fuck
but
you.
We, you made
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
I'm saying that you created a great option for them.
Okay, take a little nap.
I'm not saying, I'm not being dismissive. I'm saying you created this great option where mostly they probably be at like a brunch with people they vaguely like.
They heard I was doing a theme song, so I came through.
But you know why they're here is because of you guys. So thank you so much. And thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you.
Hannibal.
What's up?
I want to hear about like the first time you lost. I want to hear about like when you really lost your virginity. Who was that girl?
It was.
Is she sad now?
don't know. Sometimes I look her up just to. She doesn't have a good internet presence because sometimes I want to just hit her up and just be like, "Look what's going on." But no, she was cool. You know, we met in Carbondale, Illinois. That's where I went to college, Southern Illinois University. And she held out for a while. And when it went down, it was really cool. I think that was the only time my my toes
men
curled.
Say that, right? Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, my toes curled. That was the first way I was like, whoa, I felt it in my feet. And I don't think that's, it's only happened a handful of times since then where I felt it. It was a different sensation. She's cool. I hope she's doing well.
Well, me too.
Yeah.
Should we get to the call?
Yes.
All right, so Brad, will you help us with this call? We're going to call.
This is so wild, you guys. This is only our third live show, and thank you guys so much for.
This is
really
terrifying.
Appreciate it. Thank
you're
you.
No,
it.
I know. I'm nervous. Thank you guys for your patience.
This is just a third
Hannibal's
one.
Hannibal's more relaxed than
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, he's taking a nap.
I'm not taking a nap. I'm just.
Legs crossed.
Well, you know.
No, you do.
And
I just want. Well, I want to show relaxed body language so the
I
audience
love that.
Relax.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just want to.
So we're gonna call somebody.
Is
they,
Melanie
they
on the line
our
right
help.
Now?
And so we have to always be kind, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean, right? Well, you're asking him?
Yes.
Okay.
Somebody's calling for it. They want advice. What's going on with
yes.
this person?
So Melanie's on the line right now. Is that correct? Melanie, hi. Can you hear us?
Hi.
So she wants
hi.
Advice.
Say hi to Clusterfest.
Hi.
She wants life advice from
oh, yeah.
non-adjusted famous people? All right.
Melanie, say hi to Lizzo, Hannibal, and Anna.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Melanie.
So, Melanie, tell us about your brother and his ex-wife.
Well, first, Melanie.
Oh, wait, first.
Quick question. Hey, this is Hannibal. Out of us three, which one of us is your favorite?
Say Lizzo. I know you don't know that name, but just say it, please.
Melanie, did you hear us?
Be honest, speak from your heart.
Sort, I can hear Sim pretty clearly, but it's sort of hard to hear everyone else, but it's okay.
It's not okay.
No.
It's not okay at all, because that means this won't go over well. Because I'll be giving advice and you'll be like, I can't hear anybody. And so we won't be able to change
your life. Would it be easier if I brought the phone over here so we can speak into the phone?
This is a real phone call? Like,
yeah.
Oh, straight up,
yeah.
That's an iPhone.
Isn't this awesome?
Oh, I thought y'all had, like, it patched
yeah,
into
yeah, yeah.
a microphone.
All right.
Somebody
it's
in the back. Phone.
Yeah.
Oh, that's better.
Okay, can you hear us?
Yes. I can hear you very clearly now.
Oh, well, thank you so much for calling us.
Yes.
And I'm so sorry that, yeah, we're sort of, like, I don't know.
Melanie, talk to us. Tell us what's going on.
Thank you so much for having me.
So,
I absolutely love your podcast.
Oh, thank you.
As I'm sure everybody who calls in does love your podcast.
Thank you. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so my brother and his now ex-wife, we'll call her Sarah, they got divorced about 2 years ago after it surfaced that she had been cheating on him. And it sort of went that Sarah told my brother she cheated. My brother was willing to make things work and figure it out. He's like, we're married. I'm not, you know, we'll make this work. But then she cheated on him again with the same person just a few weeks later. And then she sort of lied to my brother about where she was that night. And all of this happened to be on the anniversary of our dad's death, which is just like a terrible day in our lives. And for her to sort of disrespect that and also choose to do all this on that day, it's just like such a gross negligence for any type of feeling towards my brother or towards our family. And they had been together for about like 8 or 9 years at the time. So she had been a huge part of our lives and they had been married for about 2 years at that time. So here we are, it's like 2 years later, my brother's best friend is engaged to her best friend, like his ex-wife's best friend. They actually met at their wedding. And so my brother's best friend and Sarah's best friend, they're getting married next weekend. We're really close to the family, so my mom and I were invited, and my husband's coming. And of course we're going. But this will be our first time seeing Sarah since they got divorced. So my brother's seen her a few times, like for moving out and legal things and whatnot. But my mom and I haven't seen or spoken to her at all since any of this happened 2 years ago. So we're 2 years removed. Although we're like past it. What she did to my brother and how she handled the whole situation is still very hurtful. And so I'm going to see her at the wedding. I don't want to cause any sort of scene or anything, but I feel like if I were to, like, say we were in the bathroom at the same time or something like that, I would want to feel somewhat prepared for whatever, like, to say something, because I think if I didn't, I would be upset with myself if I didn't say something.
Lizzo?
Cause a scene, girl. Have you seen Lemonade? You need to come in there with a baseball bat called Hot Sauce, swinging around. Wear yellow.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even really follow what she was saying, but I just know that it just sounds messy as fuck. What messy, terrible Midwestern town. That's some town. Definitely the town that happened in has less than 75,000 people.
Wait, where are you from, Melanie?
I'm from Chicago.
Wait.
Zip it.
Wait. I bet she's from a suburb. What part of Chicago?
I'm from the city.
You from the city?
She from the south side.
Where are the other parties from?
What was that?
What are the people that are doing all the fuckery from?
They're from here. I know it sounds like a total Jerry Springer thing, but it's not.
All right. Well, you know, stuff can happen everywhere. You know what I mean? All right. My bad. That was wrong. People can be... One thing is about being wrong is just admit that you're wrong, and you say that you're wrong, and then you move on. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's your instinct on this?
Yeah, my instinct, I don't know. I just feel like my brother is so much better off without her, and I never really liked her that much anyways. So I don't know. I just feel like I want to tell her that he's in such a better place, and she was just a waste of his time.
Why can't you fight her?
Well,
does that not happen at weddings?
Well, I will say that I know that I am also cheering with the audience, but I will say that the one thing I have learned is that you cannot convince a loved one to let a loved partner go, and or pass judgment on them. It does not work in your favor.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, it's true. That's great.
I mean,
that's great.
Mm-hmm. It's not, I mean, I want to. I would love to be like, wow, whoa. But truthfully, it doesn't work out quite that way. People have to come to the conclusion on their own a little bit. Right?
That's really sweet. Yeah, that's really
what
sweet
should
of
she
you.
Do? Anna?
Tell her
what to do.
Well, I think Lizzo should.
Oi. Listen, girl, look, between me and you, I know she was saying all that sweet stuff, but look. Whoop her ass. You know what? I learned that, you know, living well is the best revenge. So show up just looking better than her, which you already probably do. And your brother's probably going to be, like, happy and smiling and just have a great time and ignore her existence. Ignore her. Don't even look at her.
Exactly.
I feel like I'm looking at you right now with your soul. Don't look at her. Don't acknowledge her. You got this. Just look real fine. Get you, like, a Chanel dress. Don't wear panties.
And support your brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like.
My brother's also the best man in this wedding.
Hannibal.
What? Like I genuinely.
You're like, I'm taking a little break.
Well, no, not that. But it's just I 100% don't know what's going on. If you ask me for $1 million to explain what she just said, I'd be like, well, I guess that's what money comes, money goes.
I might give you a quick, like, kick in the calf.
Are you high?
You didn't even feel that. Are you high?
I felt it, but I'm just strong as fuck. I'm a goddamn warrior. And it takes more to hurt me.
All right, let's say bye to Melanie.
Bye, Melanie.
Bye, Melanie.
Bye, Melanie.
Melanie, thank you so much for hanging out
bye,
with us.
Bye, Melanie. Sorry. Sorry to diminish your situation by putting the phone up to a microphone in front of thousands of people. Like, we should have that plugged in or something.
Melanie, thank you so much.
Melanie, thank you so much. I love you.
Don't listen to any of us. Also, get drunk, and you're going to do something real weird there. And just fucking follow your emotions and be weird, and just remember that whatever you do is not the worst thing that anybody ever did.
Yeah, whatever you do is not the worst thing that anybody else did.
Yeah.
Unless you're the person that did the worst thing ever.
Yeah, could you actually say that to maybe to Hitler? Like, what do you...
That's what I mean. Whenever I have a night where I might have said some whack shit to people or been weird, I'm like, never did genocide. Yeah. And then I'm like, what is talking? What is being mean if you didn't do genocide?
Have you been mean before?
Yeah, I just said that.
I know, but like, have you been mean to like somebody's face?
Yeah.
Like, are you going to be mean to me?
No. I'm not on purpose. I might slip.
You're or if you say something. Unintentionally and like mean?
Not unintentionally mean, but sometimes, yeah, some people say whack shit and then I get triggered and I will flare up.
Can you give me an example of whack shit?
We have someone in the audience that wants to come up here. She needs advice,
yes.
too.
Oh,
is Emily here? Oh, there she is in the front row.
Hi,
come on up.
What's up?
Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, girl.
What's up, Emily?
I'm about to sing and dance later. I'm conserving my energy.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Hi, are you ready to talk about your most personal? Like,
yeah, this feels good. This feels like The View now.
I'm
Emily,
Whoopi,
tell us
sure.
about tell us about your next
this
project.
Is why the podcast is awesome.
Love it.
Emily, you need help making a decision. So
I
tell
do.
Us about it.
I do. So I'm newly single, like last 2 months, back out in the world.
Yeah.
This is loving it. Okay.
And I have an ex.
Was it I have some questions. Just I'm not just gonna let that. How was the breakup? Was it a smooth, amicable breakup,
no.
or was it a messy, weird
yeah,
breakup?
Yeah, the latter, big
yeah.
time.
Why did the breakup happen?
How much time do you have?
Just the cliff notes.
Mother issues.
Mother issues?
Yeah.
You were his surrogate mother?
Oh, God, no.
But his mother didn't like you?
I think she did the like surface level like me and then kind of talked shit behind my back when I wasn't there.
That's what everybody
classic
does.
Mom, though. That's
classic. Yeah. But yeah, so we're broken up and then I have an ex-boyfriend that has radar for when I'm single. I don't know if anybody else has that.
What, he just sees when you post in solo selfies?
That too.
Sunday fun day. Hey, what's up? You up?
Pretty much. And so what's interesting about him is he's a professional poker player. And so he goes to Vegas for 3 months during the summer to just like fuck around and play poker as a living.
Wait, he's a professional poker player?
Yeah.
First of all, I don't like how you diminished his job. He does this shit professionally.
Good.
He said fuck around and play poker. This motherfucker's a professional gambler.
Put I will quit singing
his
now.
Name. Please put some respect on his name. Fuck around and play poker. You know how hard it is to gamble professionally?
He
spends 3 months fucking dedicating his life. Jesus Christ. All right, go on.
So he plays poker, and he gets an apartment, has like a whole setup. He has a backer, like everything is paid
for. So he's doing well.
Yes.
He sounds like a great catch. Like, what happened? Sorry to do that to you, but
all good.
Where is he at, girl? Can I get
Yeah, hook you guys up. So anyway, he invited me to come spend a weekend down there, pretty much like all expenses paid, hang out by the pool, the whole nine. And my question for you guys is, like, you know, I'm kind of getting back out there again. Being single in San Francisco is a blast. And I wonder.
Was that a real blast? It was like, oh, you were being sarcastic.
No, that's super sarcastic.
Oh, I don't know the scene here.
Yeah, people know.
Why? The tech dudes are weird?
So many tech dudes.
Yeah.
They're all tech dudes.
What's wrong?
I one time got hit on a bar. Guy came up to me and was like, so I have a startup.
That was his first line?
That was the only line.
I hate that he's stealing my line. That's what I say.
Rude as
I say, stuff. I say, I have a startup. Like, no, I'm kidding. I'm a famous comedian.
Seriously. So my question is, like, is it a good idea to go down there, kind of like have fun, let loose? My worry is, though, that, like, we're friends, like, we're platonic, we've hung out a few times and it's been fine, but, like, if I go down there, is it going to be implied that, like, he's giving me all this free shit, so I need to hook up with him? Like, is it going to get weird?
Oh, like, no, oh, no, no. If you go there, you definitely should be fucking. It's not for fun. The flyout, anytime that, is he buying the flight?
We haven't talked about that yet.
Yeah, if you ain't planning on fucking, then you should get your own room and pay for all your own accommodations. And then y'all meet up and have a couple drinks at the bar. But if he inviting out and flying out and putting you up and all that, then you should know what it is.
If 100%. He wants you to go down there, you gotta go down there.
Yeah.
<I'm sorry. laughs> Can I borrow some of your semen X?
What's that?
You gotta borrow some of your semen X.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. I gotta get that shit out of my suitcase anyways.
That's safe.
Yeah. So yeah, that's
all right, so
I guess
you know what?
Covered that.
I don't know.
What else happening with you?
Should we hear from the audience first, or do you want
to?
Amy, you're standing up with a mic right now. If anyone has any advice, raise your hand. No one?
I feel like there's someone, like, maybe potentially speaking.
Oh, in the back?
Yeah.
All right, let's get a mic over there. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Alex.
Hi, Alice.
Alex, with an X. Hi, Alice.
Alice.
Okay, I'm Alice for on a first.
Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Hey.
Well, I guess we're losing our hearing. I'm sorry.
No worries. I guess I'm not enunciating properly. My advice is to go down there and have a good time. Just stay at his place. He didn't say that he expected anything of you, and I think that he should have from the beginning. And like, you can feel free to go down and do that, because you're being honest. He's maybe not being honest.
Listen to her cadence. She don't even believe what she's saying right now.
I believe what I'm saying.
She's just trying
that's
to create a counterpoint, and that's good to have balance in this discussion. But you know your heart was right. And nobody, you can't say, hey, fly down here so we can fuck. You just say, hey, let's kick it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Let's come hang out. You can't just say, let's fuck the whole weekend. We're going to eat and fuck. Because this shit sounds weird. So the shit, you try to imply shit. Let's hang out in Vegas. You want to come to this festival with me. You want to go do this shit. So he's being honest. He won't fuck.
We've got another responder out here.
Okay.
Hi. What's your name?
My name's Kim.
Kim, you got some terrible advice also?
Probably. My advice is to take the invite but twist it. So grab a couple girlfriends, get your own room.
See, this is this shit right here.
I'm not saying.
See, they just trying to help you finesse a free trip.
Get your own room, go out, and then once you meet up with him, if you're like, oh, I'm down to fuck, then you can go back to his room. But otherwise, just like have fun with your friends.
I like that.
That's the version of what I said. earlier. If you don't know what you want to do, get your own space. But don't. It's weird if somebody sleeping in your spot and then they like no. I'm like,
yeah.
All right.
Do you think he's cute? Is he cute?
Like.
Oh, you don't think he's cute.
It's an ex-boyfriend, right? Like, it's always going to be a little weird.
Yeah. Okay, so when I have some... Anna, when does this podcast go up, and when is this weekend that he asked you to go? Because this could taint everything.
Like, any time between now and the end of July.
Oh, he just gave you an open invite?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you better lock one in, because he's inviting other ones, too. I recommend July 4th weekend, Vegas Fun Day. I heard Avicii is playing.
Yo, just go. Just go. Like, why not? No?
Go. No, you guys
go,
think
no. No, I was real confused.
If you think she should go, applaud now.
Do you like... I saw Carrot Top's show. It was really dope. And he puts on a dope show. And I went in a little bit skeptical because people like the prop comedy. And I was like, this guy's a goddamn legend. You know what it takes to entertain people in Vegas day in and day out from around the world? It's a top-notch production. So if you do go, check out Carrot Top.
Go see Carrot Top? Okay. It's true. Life is short. Right? Yeah. Like, yeah.
Guys, we can't leave right now. We have to tell you what to do. I'm not sure. I don't think you should go.
I don't know if I know what to do.
You don't want to hook up with him, right?
She does. She just wants
to. She do, low-key.
She want.
He's expecting you to hook up with him.
She wouldn't be here asking this question. No, she didn't. Deep down inside, she wants the dick.
She wants the dick. She's just waiting to get pushed off the ledge. That's all. She like, and she's waiting for us to nudge a little bit. And then she just... You want to hang with the gambler, the professional gambler? That shit fly as fuck. He just gambles, makes money, suites in Vegas, Avicii, hanging out in the booth, Calvin Harris.
Carrot Top.
Calvin Harris, T-Pain concert. Go from T-Pain concert, Floyd Mayweather fight or not fight, whatever. MMA events, NBA Summer League.
Do you
want
to come?
It's a good time in July. You can catch some great upcoming NBA prospects. Very cheap tickets, like $20 for courtside.
Okay, so I should go if I'm okay hooking up with him. Is that the consensus?
Yeah.
Okay. I get, yeah, I think, like, yeah, I want you to be exactly okay with sort of hooking up.
Yeah.
Even though I am a little bit worried about your heart, but we can get to that later, you know, because that's like, but we all have to have life experiences.
Right. And just be on top the whole time so you feel in control.
Yeah.
This is not gonna be what you want it to be.
Yeah. Just
grab his neck a little bit so you feel like you're not the one running the situation.
Do you have Tinder?
I don't have Tinder.
There you go. You should have stood up. Go get Tinder, do what you do, and then tenderize after that to, you know, rebound. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, go out, meet somebody new. I don't know. That's horrible advice. I'm sorry.
Does anyone else have any advice out there?
Great advice. That's great advice.
Is this poker player? Is he famous? Is he like one of the ones that be on ESPN? And
he's on TV like every so often.
Yeah.
Oh, he'd be on the poker tournaments on television.
Yeah.
Oh,
which
shit.
One is he? The one with the hat?
God, they like.
He's the one with the hat.
He does the whole like sunglasses, headphones thing.
Yeah.
Girl, yeah. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm sorry. I can't help you.
All right, we've got another
someone
person from the audience
TV?
Here.
Who's over there?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. So my advice to you be, girl, go have a fucking good time. You already know you like him. The sex is good enough for you to go back. Like, you're getting free accommodations in Vegas. Fuck him for a little bit, and if it's shit, leave, but you're still in Vegas. Thanks.
Sim is shaking his head. I am so with you. Yes, Stephanie.
And then you can always pull, like, if it's shit, you can just leave and be like, you know what? I expected more from you. Bye. Like,
yes.
Leave. Yeah. And then you're number one. And then you're fresh.
As long as you can, like, protect right. yourself, you know what I mean? Right. Like,
yeah, I'm like,
also, you live here in San Francisco?
Yeah.
It's fucking Vegas. It's just like an hour flight. It's just like $90 on Southwest. It's not a huge gesture. You're not even changing time zones. Yeah, you want to fuck. Just do it. That's not even a big trip. That's what? How many hours is that shit from here?
Like an hour and a half.
To drive? How far is the drive? Eight?
8 hours, Jesus.
Oh, okay. It's five from LA. But see, man, you know what it is. You just wanted to talk with us.
I've got a couple other people here.
What's the worst that can happen? What are you, like, the most afraid of?
That I get down there and it's awkward. Like, if I'm staying with him and we're having a good time and, like, maybe I am down or I'm not down and he's, like, not on the same page either way. And then we're, like, staying in an apartment together and it's just kind of weird.
Listen.
Well, you got to talk it out.
The beginning of a relationship is always awkward.
Yeah.
There's no way to cut around it. So, whether, right? Like,
this is her ex-boyfriend, right?
Yeah, it's my ex.
But,
oh.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, the beginning of the beginning again.
Yeah.
Little bit.
You should just get pregnant out there. Just really escalate it. Like, I see your 10 and I raise you to a baby. You just want to fuck on a Vegas weekend? Well, we're about to bring a person into this. Make sure, since he gave you an open invite for the weekends, make sure it's the one where you're menstruating. Not menstruating, ovulating.
Excellent. That's excellent.
What?
Hannibal.
Oh, whatever.
That is like, you're right up there with my advice, which is like the beginning of the relationship, then menstruate, get pregnant. At the beginning of the relationship, right? Like, oh, okay.
Drinks over here.
Bye, Hannibal!
Bye.
Wait! You don't go anywhere, mister. Come
mixing
back
up,
here.
Mixing up, menstruating and ovulating.
Take your seat.
I did.
I want to drink, too. So the thing about it's like communicating, right? And it's kind of awkward for him to say, I want to smash. So why don't you take the first step? Send him emojis. Way less awkward. Send a girl that's like that. And then send a cat. And then have him, like, interpret it.
Right. Wait, what do we do?
This one. And then the cat.
Why a cat?
No cat.
No,
no cat.
Cat.
No cat.
No cat.
No cat.
Do you all talk more or text more? You talk on the phone at all?
Just texting.
Just all text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But wait. Do you actually talk to a girl that you like? Or is it just text?
I FaceTime. I FaceTime just to
Listen to the women. They're
I FaceTime and call.
Unheard of.
Just to,
women are like, you actually talk.
I FaceTime and call just to remind them. Because if you text them, it could just, the words just bubbles anybody. But the voice, they know the voice. And they're like, oh, yeah. And I got a good voice.
Yeah. Yes.
And also, it's like, just better. It's a tone. I text a lot, too. But you talking on the phone is if it's somebody you genuinely like, then it's fun. But the FaceTime is cool too, because you could do weird stuff with angles and lighting.
I've gotten so many "What's up?" texts that I decipher into like "I love you." I want.
Oh. I got a better answer to your question, girl.
You know,
God is good. That was God, right? I'm saying.
Like a man texting "what's up" is like the easiest way out of any conversation.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I don't say that.
Don't you have to answer the question? I'm confused.
Oh, I was just on a tangent. It was boring.
What's that?
Yeah. It was just "what's up." But truly, about the idea of like texting, how we don't, I don't feel like we communicate as well as we used to, maybe.
We definitely don't. I think about, I mean, there's some women that I've never had a phone conversation with, but see all the time. Where it's just been like, hey, come here. In a text.
And do you say, hey, come here?
Well, then I give them the location. Also, you know what it is, too? When I text, I try to make shit super vague and...
Yes!
And,
yes!
And screenshot proof.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
So like, as soon as they... Yeah.
Did you say, hey, girl, what's up?
Not even that. No, not what's up, but I'll just say... once they say something that identifies me, I don't respond to it. So somebody, like a girl texted me, I just met her, and she's like, oh, I saw that you're about to go on tour with Lauryn Hill and Nas, congratulations. And like, no response. Cause then she can screen cap it, and then like,
I don't want this person to recognize how famous and successful I am.
Not her, I don't want her to have the evidence of, I mean, it's just my own weird paranoia about it. But a lot of times I like to keep it real vague. And I don't say anything sexual. And like if a girl says some weird sex shit in a text, like, yeah, I want to see you, I want to suck your dick and blah, blah, blah. I just reply like, happy birthday.
And I was like, it's not my birthday. My birthday's in November.
I don't say anything like, yeah, I'm waiting for you to do that. I just be like, congratulations. I don't say anything. I never get into that.
All right, we're coming to the end, guys. First of all, let's thank Emily. Emily, thank you
so much.
Emily,
thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. I listen to you every week religiously. Like, you guys are so incredible. How incredible are they? They are the shit. Yeah.
Thank you so much for, like, being vulnerable. And because that means a lot. You know, we talk about this a lot on our podcast. I'm so grateful that all of our listeners and callers are really vulnerable. And thank you so much for being able to do that.
Thanks for having me. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. So you're definitely going, right?
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah.
She's going to go.
She's going.
Yeah.
She said yes.
She gonna go?
She said yes.
Hannibal, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And before we go, Lizzo is gonna close out the show for us.
All right.
Yeah. Yes. I have the ultimate advice song. It's called Good as Hell. Y'all ready for this one?
Yes. Wait, should everyone stand up? What should we do?
Oh, we're gonna do it now?
Let's all stand up. I have to tell you something. You do not want to miss this. Lizzo.
Watch out, y'all. There's going to be some ass in the face. All
right, this is my most favorite song. I've got two mics. I'm gonna be right here.
How many mics are we going to use? Y'all, this is going to be hard. We ain't never performed with couches before. All right, I need everybody to clap your hands. Good as hell. Say good as hell.
Feeling good as hell.
Woo, child. Tired of the bullshit. God, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving. Yes, Lord. Time to get some new shit. In there, swim wet, going to the pool shit. Come now, come dry your ass. You know you a star, you can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore, walk your fine ass out the door. Hey, I do my hair, talk, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Feeling good as hell. Hair, talk, check my nails. Baby, how you doing? Feeling good as hell.
Say good as hell.
Feeling good as hell.
Say good as hell.
Feeling good as hell. Girl, need to kick off your shoes. You gotta take a deep breath. It's time to focus on you. All the big fights, long nights that you've been through.
I got a bottle of tequila I've been saving for you, girl.
Boss up and change your life. You can have it or no sacrifice. I know we did you wrong. We can make it right. Go and let it all hang out tonight.
He don't love you anymore. Walk your fine ass out the door.
Hey!
Feeling good as hell. Hair, comb, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Feeling good as hell.
Say good as hell.
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 Feeling good as hell.
feeling. Feeling good. We're showing hell. Off tonight. Oh yeah.
Feeling good.
Good as hell.